You're listening to the Boomers podcast, and on this episode, it's a little sad here because we have a lot of explaining to do for the last couple months of absence, and that's really what we're going to do. If this is your first episode, just kind of ignore it. Check out some of our older things. Episode between 20 and 30 is really good stuff. I'm rambling now, so let's just cue the music.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
We're trying to sound happy, but this is not a...
It's not a happy episode. It's not like a super depressing episode, but it's not anywhere near happy either.
Mm-mm. So, if you guys have been following us, you've probably noticed we haven't gotten anything out since July 3rd.
Yeah, and that July 3rd was like... amidst really shaky release times since like April.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, we've gotten like at least two out a month since April. Well, kind of.
June was the last time we got two episodes out in a month, and they were always like, and that was like the 1st of June, like June 8th and then June 29th.
Still two episodes.
Yeah.
But so we have some explaining to do.
Lots of it, actually.
Lots of explaining.
And we've kind of, if you've been listening and fan for the show for a long time, you've heard these, I don't want to call them excuses, but that's kind of really what they are, excuses before. Mm-hmm. And it really is summed up to, we're busy and we get burnt out.
Exactly. To put in perspective, we could have had about three episodes out in this past month. Mm-hmm. And we, in fact, have recorded, I believe, three episodes.
At least two.
But just between our own personal lives and everything we do there, we haven't had time to even edit or even attempt to edit some of them. And then even on top of that, we run into issues with the audio itself. And it just... ugh.
It's scheduling too. Like, the worst part is a botched episode when we're trying to cover Pokemon news and we're a week late in editing because life pushed us back, and then we sit down and someone's audio track is like complete crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's at a point where scheduling to re-record it would take another week, and by the time it's out, it would be a month old information, and that's mm-hmm. really not something we want to make a habit of, because that's not really what we're supposed to do. And another problem is Pokemon news gets released so quickly, by the time we finish recording an episode, the next day there's more information dropped.
Yeah, and to put in perspective, like, we had literally done an episode about Pokemon Go, and we covered a few of the things that were announced for that as well, like some of the new Pokemon, including like Mimikyu and stuff. And then literally the next week we get Salandit, and we did an uproar about that. And then the next week more information came out. We just couldn't find time to record. And then we tried to record something, and then even more information came out like the day after. Like, we're just getting flooded.
I didn't know there was going to be a video for every single Pokemon they're releasing in this game. I love them, and we will definitely mm-hmm. talk about them. Most likely after the game is released.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have probably a few reaction episodes to the game and parts of the game and go in depth about it.
Yeah, I believe definitely the day of, if not the day after, we will definitely be recording an episode for that. So I guess I'm already locking us into having an episode out by November 20th about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week we'll talk about that one will be kind of like a spoiler-free kind of thing, and a first impressions, and then the week after, we'll give our full spoilers included overlook of the thing.
Yeah.
I'm already setting goals for November, Dozer.
Hey,
you gotta write these down.
Goals are good.
But...
Until probably late October at the earliest, you're not gonna hear from us.
No. We'll try and keep updated through the Twitter, which all our links and stuff are on the website. It's at TheBoomerst on Twitter. And we will try to at least get out an episode if, say, a direct comes out, if a huge amount of information comes out at once. So possibly in the next week or two, we could have an episode out because it's getting to be that time again.
Nintendo Direct season's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's been about 3 months. So, but until then, that will probably be the only episode you really see from us until, say, middle of October to late October, probably around our second birthday.
Yeah, October 27th, there should definitely be an episode out there, even if it's just a chilled. We made it kind of 2-year episode. But this doesn't mean that we're going to be doing nothing in the background for the show. It's just, we're kind of like what we did with New Year's. It worked where we restructured things a bit. It worked for a little, but then we got burnt out, and that's kind of a recurring problem that we're seeing. So we're going to be adding someone onto the team to help us with that, specifically for audio editing. And the person's already said that they'll join, but that's details for October, once we're kind of back into full production again. And we're also... These are just goals that we have. We're going to launch our own website under our own domain. Hopefully that'll be up for the second birthday.
And one thing I think, honestly, Dozer, I think we should give them a date that we will have a new episode out rather than the 27th, because that's assumed. Let's say our next episode, just so people know that we're going to have stuff ready, and regardless of what happens, just so people at least have something to listen to and at least stay updated with us. Right now, September 21st.
September 21st?
September 21st will be our next episode. If there's a Nintendo Direct, there'll be an episode out before then. But September 21st, there will definitely be an episode.
Okay.
And October 12th, there will definitely be an episode.
Not much of a hiatus then.
It's not, but it at least is slowing stuff down for us.
That's still a better pace than we've had for the past few months, but regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, we really need to take time and just sit down, realize what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make a good show. And that's the one problem we were having earlier that we kind of brushed on, is that, say, for example, we have audio quality problems. We don't want to put out a bad product. Dozer and I, by far, are perfectionists in what we want to do. Like,
oh gosh, yeah.
Like, there's reasons why some episodes have taken super long to come out, is because we sit there for like 3 hours trying to edit crackling out of a mic or someone tapping on their keys. There's a lot we do for this show.
I've spent an hour trying to get out one single sound, like, bump in an audio over someone talking. Like,
I remember that, and then I told you the easy way to do that.
Yeah, and then it kind of worked.
Yeah, spectrogramming is great. But we have a quality we want to set. We don't want to be a podcast that, yeah, puts out a lot of episodes, but they're all low quality. We want quality over quantity any day of the week.
Basically, we don't want to be...
Hey, now I have to cut that.
I guess.
We're not hate shaming other people.
Got it.
Dick. So, that being said, we're gonna try and slow down. When I say that these episodes are gonna be out on these days, they're not gonna be about news, to be completely honest. They're gonna be about non-time sensitive subjects.
Even if it's just an update on how things are going on behind the scenes. Which, hopefully, it's more than that, but who knows?
Hopefully. But we want to get out the best quality product we can to you guys, because we care. We actually care a lot about this show. We don't get money for this show, for the most part. We do this as a hobby, for the most part, and we want to make sure this is the best thing that you guys listen to. We want to make sure that we are a podcast above anyone else, even though that is kind of hard to do because the market is kind of saturated. But the point is,
we want to
be a memorable show.
We want to deliver the best experience, listening experience that we can to as many people as we can. It's probably not the best out there, but it's the best that we can manage at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want to be able to point to a show a year from now and point at like episode 30. And I'm like, we're a lot better than this now. And see how far our best has come. And I still look at episode 30. I'm like, that's still not a bad episode.
No. Like, I want to see us be proud of what we do.
Except episode 1. We can be ashamed about episode 1.
Episode 1 through 3 don't count. They don't exist.
They don't exist. When we make the new website, you'll be lucky if anything before episode 10 is there.
Yeah. He's actually being completely honest here.
I am.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be taking out a lot of stuff. But
I would want to jump on one thing. You mentioned money, that we don't make money from
this. That's what I was gonna go into.
Patreon. Mm-hmm. So you may be wondering, well, if you're on hiatus, what's going to be going on with Patreon? And you haven't putting out content, what's going on with Patreon? I don't want to say I'm having a fight with Patreon, because they don't even acknowledge me when I go to them with this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to talk about finances on the show, but I know the people who donate listen, and you guys deserve to know what's happening. And right now I need to reallocate personal funds to the Boomburst because of something Patreon did that I thought was temporary that turned out to be permanent, to my understanding, because they're not even
basically
contacting
it
me.
Was something scummy, and they have not gotten back to Dozer. I've been fully aware of this. It's just, it's a real problem, and in short, Dozer, I'll just let you say what we're going to do with it.
Basically, what we're going to do is we're shutting down the Patreon, because right now the main problem is that I also have it's my personal Patreon, and I pledge to people. So we're going to shut it down, and maybe it'll come back. Because the thing is, originally we needed it, because we were tight for cash, I was unemployed, and we needed new equipment. Well, we got the new equipment. I'm unemployed again, but money's not a big problem for me. And Sai's been overworking himself and has money to help with the show too.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to worry about finances. And if that's the situation, and plus we still have things saved up in the Boomburst account. So we're shutting it down, and maybe we'll relaunch it later. Maybe we'll use another service. But for now, it's closed until further notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta to shut it down tonight before it starts charging people for August, September.
Okay. So. Yeah, it's we've both gone over this, and we both agree it's the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And with this, the extra content that we added will still exist. Minus after shows. Mm-hmm. Uproars are still on our roster of things to do. The only thing that people are really missing out on are the Seneca love sketches, which are beautiful, by the way. They've been amazing. But if you want art from Seneca, you can head over to her Tumblr. There will be a link in the episode description, and she has open commissions right now.
Yeah, she does. Which reminds me, I need to get need to do a little commission for that Danny DeVito thing we were talking about.
You're actually going to get that commission?
I am. I definitely am.
Oh my gosh. This is
going
to be
beautiful. That is going to be the thumbnail for our birthday. So, let's be less depressing, and let's talk about ways that we'll still be active during the hiatus.
Yeah.
One way is that I believe starting... I'm just going to spitball a date here, Dozer, say if it's okay with you. Say starting on September 5th, so that's in 1 week, Dozer and I, maybe someone else, will be starting a challenge run on our Twitter accounts.
Oh, this, yeah.
Yeah, of Pokemon X and Y.
Mm-hmm.
And... I like to call this run the chopping block run. See, the idea, well, we probably should call it the survivor run, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that you play through the game as you normally would. There's no restrictions on, say, what Pokemon you're allowed to catch. There's no Nuzlocke thing like that. But at the end of the week, so on Friday, everyone plays to the same point in the game. Mm-hmm. So say our first goal for the first week is to get our first badge. It's not that big, but we'll say that's where we have to meet by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the week on Friday, each of us gets to choose to kill off a member of the other person's party.
Yeah,
it's basically, it's basically, think a game show, but with Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're killed off, they're gone for good. There's no swapping out Pokemon in your party, too, until someone's killed off. And then that gives you the weekend to try and catch a new Pokemon and train it back up to where you're at.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of, hopefully at the end of every day, but multiple times throughout the day, we'll do a team picture on the tweet, and we'll come up with a hashtag mm-hmm. for it. Probably.
The name I gave was kind of a rough thing, kind of spitballing it, because we've talked about doing this for about half a month now, if not more, but we've never given it an official name. The official Boomburst Twitter will go ahead and say the name of it and stuff when we think one up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And hopefully once we have the show up and rolling again, we can actually have this be a small little mini episode kind of thing. If mm-hmm. it goes well.
Yeah.
Other things that we'll be doing is, this will be harder for you guys to listen to because it's a time dependent thing, but starting roughly around September 12th.
Yes.
We will be doing a radio show on KMSC, Technical Disaster, which is basically going to be, at this point, what we were planning to do for a new podcast for Smash 4 called We Talk Those. And mm-hmm. we're basically going to recycle it for the radio on KMSC, and that's going to continue out weekly throughout the semester. Additionally, if you were listening to us this summer, Corey, Fleet, and myself were going to be doing Indie Talks on KMSC on Wednesdays. And the times for these are 4:30 Central.
Yep, and 5:30 Eastern, you know, the time that matters. So,
yeah. And those will be starting in Technical Disaster on September 12th and Indie Talks on September 14th, unless the schedule changes. I still have to talk to them some more about that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that should be about everything. Is there anything else we're really setting up to do before we really come back full swing?
Not really, unless you were going to still do your streaming.
It depends. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I am having a, little problem with both OBS and Elgato. They don't get along very well
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
And in their recent updates, they've stopped working together.
Oh boy.
So, until that's fixed, I'm gonna be, I took a small break from streaming, which I usually do on Mondays, which will be after the KMFC
mm-hmm.
Video. I almost said KFC radio show, which would have been delicious, but not what it is. But yeah, no, I'm gonna try and get back into streaming for you guys at least once a week. Twitch.tv/Syarkos, humble. Plugging of myself. Mm-hmm. Dozer, you said you wanted to try and get back into streaming, but...
Yeah, my internet is the big problem right now, but I am moving in late November/early December. I don't know where yet, and there's still a bunch of things in the air, like whether I'm going to have a roommate or not that I'm debating on, and there's a bunch of other really exciting content things coming up for me in January. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they don't really completely involve the Boomburst as of now, so I can't really talk about it here, but one of those mm-hmm. things is potentially streaming on a new 3DS capture device provided
there
for me.
There you go. And finally, this is something I'm going to bring up
mm-hmm.
that we both did last year. I didn't do the full, but you did. Will we both be doing the... Oh, what is it called off the top of my head?
Extra Life?
Extra Life, yes.
That is completely up in the air for me right now
mm-hmm.
because, once again, the internet thing is the big thing holding me back. But if I could find a reliable internet source to set up shop for around that time, and that is, I don't know when it is, but usually it's...
Extra Life is usually the second or third weekend in November.
Yeah. I may miss a class because of it, but I will try and see if I can be at my folks' place and maybe stream some emulator kind of things.
Dude, we can actually do the Emerald race.
Yeah, for the...
That we started last year.
I think I might still have the save file for that.
I do too, but I don't want to look at it because I'm still pissed about frickin' Brawly.
I'm still upset that despite me winning the entire time, you beat me in the last, like, 5 minutes.
Damn right I did. Checkpoint. I'm great at speedruns.
But that's kind of like our plan right now is we do have stuff in the works. We're rebuilding, new team member, new website, no more Patreon, which honestly, no more Patreon's kind of a big sigh of relief for me. I think for you too. It was something we really needed funding to keep the show going, but neither of us really liked it.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. I'm always iffy about Patreon.
It felt...
Maybe we'll see it back some other time, but for now...
Tiny. It's gone. It's gone, and it's a sigh of relief for me. But we may have bigger problems coming up on something else, but that's behind-the-scenes stuff that you'll catch a glimpse of when we return.
Yep.
Anyway... I've been Dozer.
He's been Dozer.
I have been. I continue to be.
And I've been Sai.
And you've been listening to The Boomburst, believe it or not. Thank you all so much for listening. It really means a lot, especially through kind of a meh, sad episode like this.
Yeah. Sorry we've been shitty.
We're gonna really try our best. Because
yeah.
I'm trying not to get sappy, but we love you guys.
Also, if you like Yu-Gi-Oh content, follow me at youtube.com/sirecoast. Thank you guys for watching.
Bye. I can't believe you did that.
I can.